Rabbi, Bobel has a lot of dates. The Yasek Batera, they'll be able to learn Torah, they'll have to do such a big business. They'll be very easy enough to find food to eat there, and they'll have what to eat. They'll be able to go Yasek and Torah. That's why Hashem sent him into Bobel. Yeah. All right, stop it.
Yom Dach Peches on top. So last Shaila was said about Bovil that one of the reasons why Hashem put Kleisel into Bovil, Uli said, was Kadesh Yorchlu Tomorim, that they should be able to eat the dates of Bovil. The Yasku B'Torah, they'll be able to learn Torah. It'll be very easy for them to learn Torah. So Mar says now, Ulo Yikloila Pumpadisa. Ulo went to visit Pumpadisa. Krivu Lei Tirino de Tamri. They brought in front of him a sarah, she says, a basket of dates in Bovil. In Omalhu, so Ula asked him, Kama, how much does it cost? And the Kama Kihani Bezuza, how many of these dates will I get for one zuz, a small amount of money? Omrule, they answered him back, Tlosa Bezuza, you get three baskets worth of dates for zuz. That's mamash, a tremendous amount of dates you get for one zuz. Is Omar, so Ula said, Moloi Tzina de Dubsha Bezuza. You could get yourself a whole bucket full of honey for just one zuz. Uba Avloi Layaska Biraisam. And the people living in Bavu, they don't learn Torah. In other words, since it's so easy to live here, like the food is so cheap, so who you don't have to spend time making a panasa, making a living to buy yourself food, you get the food very cheap, and therefore you should be able to have a lot of time to sit and learn. But what happened at night though? Balaila, at night time, siyaruha. Hey, he ate this honey, he ate so many dates, and it gave him stomach troubles. He had pains from it. In Zomer, at night, he said, Molai tzina sama de musa. If I can't, give me a bucket full of poison. Bezuza, for $1. In other words, true, it's very cheap, but they don't help you anything. You eat all these dates and these honey, you just get stomach aches. Is babovel. All that you get for a dollar is like my poison. And now it's fakert. Now he said how nice it is that I see these dates are not so good to eat. You get sick from them. So Adarab, you have to work hard to get food. And still the people are learning Torah like it's very nice. So first he said, fakert, whoever doesn't learn Torah, I don't understand you. And in the end he saw that no, it wasn't so easy to eat from the dates. So now he understood why people may have to work harder. And he said how nice it is the people that are learning. The Yom Rebeloza. Mind the sir, what did the Pasuk in Shayol say? For holchu amim rabim, a lot of people will go, the omru, they will say, lechu v'nale el har Hashem, el beis elokei Yaakov. Let's go up to the house of elokei Yaakov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the elokei Yaakov. For the Gemara, elokei Yaakov, loy elokei Avram v'Yitzchok. When it talks about going up to the beis of Migdash, the Har Maria, why does it only say elokei Yaakov? It should have said elokei Avram, elokei Yitzchok also. Because they also went to the Har HaMoriah. They also went up to the Mokum where the Beis HaMikdash will be. Like Rashi says, Har HaMoriah Zakrashi, V'sodeh di Yitzchok, U'beis Kel di Yaakov, Kulam Bahar HaBayis Espalo. They all went to the same place. This was the Har of the Beis HaMikdash. That's where all three of them were. So really, Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, all of them were at the Har of Hashem. So why does the Pasuk only say, Beis Elokei Yaakov, why are you Elokei Yaakov? So Mora says like this, Eloloi ki Avraham shekosav boi har. Not like by Avraham, it only says the word har. Shenemar asher yiyomar hayoyim bahar Hashem yiroh. It says, Loshem bahar Hashem. He called the base of Mokam, the base of Migdash, har Hashem. Veloi ki Yitzchok, not like Yitzchok, shekosav boi soda. Shenemar v'yeitze Yitzchok losuach basoda. Yitzchok went out to Davin. This was by Tfilos Mincham, basoda, which here means the Mokam of the base of Migdash. He went to the Har HaMoriah. Eloki Yaakov, but rather let's call it the way Yaakov called it. Shekoru Bayis. That Yaakov called the Beis HaMikdash a Loshen of a Bayis. Rashi says it means Mokum Yushev, like a place at ease. That's a nice Loshen to say. Like you're in a house, that's the way we call the Beis HaMikdash. It's like a place of ease. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayikru Hashem HaMokum Hu Beis Kel. Yaakov called the Mokum of the Beis HaMikdash Beis Kel. So that's a nice Loshen to say, like it's like a Bayis, a Mokum, and you take it easy, you live there. Omer Rabbi Yechon. So that's why the Pasuk first says, everybody will say, El Beis Elokei Yaakov. Omer Rabbi Yechon. Godol Kibbutz Golius. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make Mashiach will come, there'll be a Kibbutz Golius. Everybody will come together again. is Kiyoim Shenivro Bo Yishmaim Boretz. It's as great as the same day like a Kodesh Baruch who created the Shemayim Boretz. So some of us learn that it always says Godol, greatness means that from this day we see the greatness of Hashem. That's what Godol means. We see how great Hashem is. That the first day, the Bria Solem, everybody saw the greatness of Hashem. Hu Adin Bezman Kibbutz Golius, when there'll be the Nes of Mashiach, when everybody will come together again, from that day it'll be great that we'll be able to see Hashem the same way we will makir Hashem by Bria Shemayim Boretz. Shenema, the Posik says, V'nikpetzu b'nei Yehuda b'nei Yisrael yachtov, V'somu lohem roish echod, V'yolu minoritz kigodol yoim Yisrael. They go up kigodol yoim. It says the word yoim, Yisrael, that means the day of Kibbutz Golius, when everybody will be collected together. Uchsiv, and it says by Bria Shemayim, the creation of the world, V'yere v'yivoyke yoim echod, says also the word yoim. So Godol Yoim and Yoim Echor is the same thing. That means the Nisim that will see the greatness of Hashem B'Shas Kibbutz Goli B'Shas Mashiach is the same way we're able to see Hashem B'Shas Bria Seilim. Yeah. Right. So the Mishnah said Yosum Sheshochtu all of Apotropsin. A Yosum, an orphan, he has no parents. So the Apotropis, someone has taken care of him. Let's say he had two guardians, two people taking care of him, and they both made a Shritas Pesach for this Yosem. So the Mishnah says what? That the Yosem, the orphan, has a right to choose whichever one he wants to, he can eat. For the Gemara Lechura Shamat, we know we should have a Raya from our Mishnah Yesh Breira, that is totally in the Shalom from Breira, like Rashi says Yesh Breira, that Jehovah, it was Mavuri, it became clear to us, Shebezen Nisratze B'Shah Shritah. Ilo hoydiyu. The question is, the kotel now at night when it comes to eat the Korban Pesach, the Mishnah says, whichever one of the two guardians he says he wants to eat, he can eat by that person. So the Chur, this is way at night by Leil Pesach. But the Chur, B'Shah Shechita in the afternoon when they shechted the Korban, we didn't know at that time which one the kotel wants to eat by. And the Lachur is, B'Shah Shechita we have to know. Because it has to be mana, he has to have das, I want to be from this Korban Pesach. So here the kotel didn't know B'Shah Shechita. So why is it good? Because we say the Yisoda Breira. Breira means if later on in the daytime you make up your mind which one you want, it's considered as if your mind was here beforehand. It's considered as if B'Shah Shechita also the Kohen had a mind to eat by this person. Let's say there was a Reuven and Shimon. So at night time when the Kohen decides to eat by Reuven, we consider as if the Kohen's always had in mind, even in the afternoon, B'Shah Shechita also to eat by Reuven. Now this is a question because we don't hold Yesh Breira. It's a machlokes of the old Yesh Breira now. One man the other says in a deraisetik halacha, we hold Ein Breira. So how could we consider the fact that nighttime the Kohen says, okay, I want to eat by Reuven. It's as if he adds his das B'Shah Shechita. Also no, B'Shah Shechita the Kohen did not realize, he didn't know who he wants to eat. He's only having his mind later on at nighttime. Who says the mind that he made up at night helps for the daytime? So it's a question. Have the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, I tell you, se labayis mikol makom. The Pasuk says, no, you're supposed to make a Korban Pesach for your whole household is mikol makom ashm anybody. What does that mean, anybody? So Rashi learns, se labayis, ish balabayis yikchenu l'chol b'nei beisai. A balabos, the father, he can make the Korban Pesach for his whole household. V'yein tzorach daiten, you do not need their das. In other words, since they're a katan, you don't really even have to ask them. We don't even have to have the katan's das. Here also, they're talking about an orphan means he's a katan. So there are two apotropes and two people taking care of him. If both of them made the korban, they have a right to make it even without asking the katan. For a katan, you do not need his das. So that's why you don't have to come on to Breiro. Even though at night time he says this one, it's not the pshat when he says this one at night, we consider as if he had that in mind, B'Shah Shechita. No. B'Shah Shechita, we don't have to ask the Kotan. We have a right to do it for Kotan even without asking him. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Tosfos learns that Pirush Mishum, the second Tosfos, Mishum the Sela Bayis Lav Diraisa. That we say you're supposed to make the korban for your household, even for the Ketanim, that's not Midiraisa. That's the Maskonis the Gemara Nadorim. That Midiraisa, you don't have to make a korban for your children. It's only midrabbanan that we make the korban for a cotton. So it's not your cotton, it's only midrabbanan, therefore we hold the Yesh Breira. The klal is on the din, the rabbanan, we always hold the Yesh Breira.
So the Beitayis learns the Gemara wanted to say we hold Yesh Breira, and the Avimina was Midiraisa, that a Kotten has to have a Korban Pesach. So how could we say when you made up at mind at night, it's enough to say at daytime, Bishash Shechita, you also had that in mind, maybe you didn't have it in mind. The Torah says no, it's only a Din the Rabbanan that a Kotten has to have a Korban Pesach. Therefore, in the Rabbanans we say Yesh Breira. Rashi doesn't say clearly. Rashi just says that the Din is Sela based off it says that the household of one that's doing it for the whole household, his das counts. We don't need the ketanim's das also. It's enough just the person is doing it for them. So therefore, the two apotropsim, they also have a right to do it for this cotton, even without asking the cotton. Like we learned now, Tana Rabbanim, we learned the Brisa says, Se la bayis, the Pasuk says, so we darshin melamed, she'odam, maybe the father could bring the Korban Pesach, v'shoichet ayidei b'noi, he could shecht it for his own son, obito his own daughter, haktanim, providing they're young, they're not bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah yet. Vayidei avdoi v'shivchose knanim. If he has an eved or a shivcha knanis, he could also do it without even asking them. The father's das counts. Bein midaiton, bein shloi midaiton. Whether they ask them and they say yes, they want. Whether they don't say yes, he doesn't ask them. Still, the father or the other, the master, he could do it for their children or for their slaves. For when you have a son or a daughter that's old already, they have to buy a mitzvah, or else, or else you have an Eved Ivri, a Jew, not a Canaanis, or else, or else when the husband wants to do it for his own wife, then the lochor is elamidaiton. You could only do the Korban Pesach for them if they agree. Like you have to ask them before you do the Shechita, do you agree you want me to do it for you? If they say yes, that's called they were mamuna, they were appointed on this korban, then the korban helps for them. But since they're a godol, you have to come on to their daf, you have to ask them if they want it or not. Only by a kotten, you don't have to ask them. Or else by an eved kenani is like also like a kotten, he can only do whatever the master tells him. He doesn't have his own das. So Rashi learns ayudei, means bishvil shebnoi ubiti yaktanim olav lechanchon. There's a mitzvah for you to mechanech, teach your children how to do mitzvahs. Hilkach, therefore, ben midaiton, whether they agree, tainu bistoma, stam, when you do it for your own son, mistoma, he agrees what you're doing. Kedemukla kamon, ben shaloi midaiton, whether no, they don't agree. The amri loi, they say clearly no, don't bring this karma for me. Still, the locher is, ein yuchodol limchais. Your young child can't say no, I don't want it. It can't be moicha, like say no. They have to, they're forced to go after you. They're smuchim alov, because they rely on you. If you have a Jewish maid, to you can't have a Jewish maid that's bas mitzvah already, because she goes out when she has simonim. Since she's not your daughter, you do not have a chiyuv to a mechanech to teach you how to do the mitzvahs. She could say, no, I don't want to be yitz with your Korban Pesach. Mashenken, your own son, your own daughter, that you have a chiyuv to mechanech them, to teach them how to do the mitzvahs, you have a right to bring the Korban for them, and they cannot refuse. That's this b'raisa. So more about it, Tanya Yiduch, we learned another b'raisa, Tanya Yiduch, lo yishchot Adam, a person should not shech the Korban Pesach, lo yayidei b'noi ubit yagderlim, not for your older daughter or son, and not if you're a slave or maid as a Jew. Who are then you can't make a Korban Pesach for your own wife? Like we learned before, only if you ask them. And they agree. If they agree, then you could do it for them. But if you have a young son or a young daughter, then you could make a Korban Pesach for them. Or else you're a maid or a slave, that's a goy, a kananim. Or it's not a goy anymore. An eved kanani was makabel already geiris b'miksas. He has a din like an isha. He's mechuyev b'mitzvos like an isha. And he's mechuyev in the Korban Pesach also. But now for these people, bein midaiton, bein shloi midaiton. Whether you ask them and they say yes, whether they say no, it doesn't make a difference. They can't disagree with you. You're the father, you're the master. They have to go after what you're saying. Now the bride stands off. The chula and all of these sheshochetu that you sheshochetu v'shochat rabban aleim. Let's say your Reved made his own korban and the master also made a korban for them.
They both brought a korban. They brought their own korban. And the master also made a korban. Is yoytzim b'shal rabban? You should know by neved kenani or a shivcha kenanis, they have to go after the master. But their own korban doesn't help. We're saying since they are forced to go after their master, they have to do what the master tells them. And if their master made the korban for them, they have to go after the master's korban, not after their own korban. Chutz menisha, excluding anisha, your own wife. Your own wife, she could say, no, I don't want to be yoytzim with your korban, I want to bring my own korban. But only your wife not. For at the Gemara, why only the wife not? L'chur it should be the b'noi u'biti g'deilim also. Or else a Jewish maid should be. Why only your wife? For at the Gemara, ma'isha no isha. Why do you say your own wife? That she could refuse, but why not the other ones? So Omar Rava, enachnami isha v'chol d'domi lo. It doesn't only mean your wife. It means your wife and anybody like her that has their own chiyuvim. In other words, your own son, your own daughter that's a godl already. Or else you have a Jewish maid. Since they don't have to be forced to do what you're doing, they could say, no, we don't want to have your korban. We want to make our own korban. So isha is lav dafki, your wife. It means anybody like your wife that has their own chiyuvim. Only your sons that are ketanim. Or else your shivcha, kenanim, or ever kenani, then they're forced to do what you're doing. Then echlam yin isha, or b'nei bita g'doylim, they could do what they want. The Rashi Zohar Gesinim, ma'ishin isha kloima, ma'ishin ihi, me'avdav shivchasa yivrim, why is your wife different than a Jewish slave? O b'nei bita g'doylim, or else from your older children? O meshana, the Gemara's answer, then echlam, there's no difference. Or my robber, isha v'chol d'domi lo, tahayno kolani, all of them. Is any one of them that have their own chiyuvim, have their own das, they could refuse the husband or the father or the master. They could say, no, we don't want your korban. We want to use our own korban. It's only by your ketanim, your young children, or else by your shivcha or evet kenanim, then you're forced to do what you want. So the Mara Gufakash, you have a steer in the price itself. Or Marty, you're telling me, chutz menisha, excluding your wife, she achoyle limchis. She could refuse. She could say, no, I don't want to use your korban. I want to use my own korban. So it's a diyak, time at demochi. Why do we say the wife could refuse? Only if she refuses. She speaks out and says clearly to her husband, I don't want to use your korban. I'll take my own or use somebody else's. Mash moholoi mochi. Mash, if she does not speak out and say, no, I don't want yours, nafke b'shobayla. Mashma then, if the husband made a korban for her, even though the husband did not ask her and she did not say anything, minastam also it's good. It's only if she refuses. But if she doesn't speak out that she refuses, minastam, the husband's korban helps for the wife. Kedimara Kashir is now. For a ketani reisha, what did the reisha say? For loyai de ishtoi. You can Mashma know that when could the husband bring a korban for his wife? Only if she agrees. Mashmi need her das. Hostoma, if you don't ask her, stam means we don't know what she wants. Loy, then it's no good. Loy nafka, she can't be yaitz with the husband's korban. So what's the stira? Do we have to ask the wife? Or no, you don't have to ask her. Just as long as she doesn't refuse, it's good, said the stira. Has the Gemara no. Ma yela midaitan, what does it mean? That midaitan, you have to ask her, lav di amri in. It doesn't mean she has to say yes. You never have to ask her. Ela bistama, even stam, if she doesn't say anything, also that's good. Minastam, you don't ask the wife, shenisha wants to be yoitza with husband's korban. La fuke, when is the only time a wife is not yoitza with husband's korban? Heche di amalai, when she speaks that clearly and tells the husband, no, I don't want to be yoitza with your korban pesach. I'd rather take care of it myself. I'll bring my own korban. I'll have somebody else to bring for me. That's when it's no good. For the Gemara, no. V'akulam sheshochatu v'shochat rabin aleim. The end of the Brisa just said, let's say in a case where the wife, she brings her own korban pesach, and then the husband goes and also brings the korban pesach for him and for her. His aloch, it says, yoytzim b'sho rabin, that the yoytzim with the husband, with the rabbi, with the master's korban. Did the stomach. It's talking about now stam. Now, as the ratio was, if the Eved Kenani brought his own korban and the master brought a korban, we say you have to be yaitzu with the masters. You have to go after the master. He forces you to do. And it's talking about Stam, that the Eved did not refuse, he just brought his own Korban Stam. Uketoni, still the end of the Brisa said, Chutz Menisha, in such a case like this, by your own wife, she does not have to be Yotze with the husband's Korban, but rather she could use her own Korban. Mifnei Shechorda Limchus, because Mashmi, if she wanted to, she could have refused the husband. So now Mashmi, even though she didn't refuse, just Stam, she brought her own Korban, she could also be Yotze with her own Korban. This is a little bit of a kasham. She did not refuse here. If you're telling me now, Minastam, if an Isha doesn't say anything, we say Stam Isha's das is to be Yotze with the husband's Korban. Only when she refuses and says no, that's when she has the right to use her own. See, and here it's Mashma, not like that, here it's Mashma. The Isha did not refuse the husband's Korban, just that she went ahead and brought her own Korban, and the husband made a Korban for her. So why does it say she's Yotze with her own Korban? Why don't we say, since she did not refuse her husband's Korban, it should be like Stam, and she should be Yotze with the husband's Korban. So Gemara answers Poshit, Omar Rava, Kiva and Sheshachatu, since she went ahead and she had her own Korban brought, it's like she brought her own Korban to the Kain, and the Kain took care of it for her, is Lechura Ein Lechomichu Godem Izem. This is the biggest refusing you can have. If Venetia goes ahead and brings her own Korban, that's like speaking out clearly. I don't want my husband's Korban, I want to take my own. That's why she brought her own lamb, and she brought it to the Beis Hamikdash herself. So Chura is no stira. So if Venetia doesn't do anything, even though you didn't ask her, Minastam, she's Yotze with the husband's Korban. Because Stam Misha's Nicha to be Yotze with the husband's Korban. It's only if she speaks Saba Farish, I don't want to. Or else here she goes and brings her own Korban, Lechura, that's the city she's making a Machor, that she wants her own Korban, and then she's not Yotze with the husband's, only her own. Yeah. Right, then the Mishnah said a Chiddush. Eved shall shnei shutfim. What happens if an Eved has two owners? Two people bought an Eved Kenani together. So the Mishnah says, they're not Yotze the Korban Pesach from either one of them. So Eved shall shnei shutfim, lo yoichal mishal shneim. He can't eat from either one of the two. Why? Because Kol Zaman, they're both Shutfim. So if both of them bring a Korban, each one brought a Korban for half of the Eved. So this Eved now, he can't eat by one, because his whole body was a Mamuna. His other body was a Mamuna by the other Korban. And to eat from two Korbanos, he can't eat at two different places. So this Eved can't eat from either one of them. So Gemara says like this, Romilei Rav Ina Sabal Rav Nachman. He has the Kashas Rav Nachman. Tanan, it says now Mishnah Eved shal shnei shutfim. If you have this Eved Kenani that belongs to two owners, two Yisrael Amonim, each one owns half of him, is la yoichem shal shneim. He can't eat from either one of them because neither of them owns him the whole way. So neither of them appointed him for the whole Korban Pesach, and he can't eat at two different places. Therefore, he can't be mekayim his mitzvahs Korban Pesach. For the more of our time, we learned in a brisa, rotzim izeh oichel, rotzim izeh oichel. No, this Eved now that has two masters has a choice. If he wants to eat by Reuven, if he wants to eat by Shimon, he has a choice. So to see how Mishnah's Mashmi doesn't have a choice, he can't eat by either one of them. Omalei, so he answered back, Omalei ina saba, v'yamrla pas yuchim, like a black keli, a black jar. The Torah says like this, mina uminoch, tistayim shmaitito. Means between both of us, from your kasha and my teretz, will come to understand the halacha here. But there's no stira. Hatayim masnisa. Now Mishnah is talking about the kapta yadodi, that the two owners are angry at one or the other. Therefore, each owner is makba that his half should not go to the other owner. So we have Shimon and Reuven. Both of them own this Eved. Shimon is angry at Reuven. So both of them don't want that my half, Reuven owns half of the Eved. He wants his half of the Eved owned to be by him. He doesn't want to give a reshus that Shimon should be able to use my half of the Eved to say that your Korban should go for the whole Eved. No, I'm angry at you. So Reuven wants to leave his half of the Eved for himself, and Shimon wants the other half of the Eved for himself. So therefore, this Eved is divided between two different Korbanos, and the Loch Ridge, you're not allowed even two different Korbanos. You have to have one Korban, and your whole body doesn't have one Korban. Half has this Korban, half has that Korban. So therefore, you can't eat either place. Mashenke and the Bryce is talking about where there are no machlokes between the two shutfim, two owners. A Bryce, the leikaf yadadi. The Bryce is talking about the two owners get along together. So therefore, it's a svara that one owner tells the other owner, you want to make a korban this year for our Eved? Gesundheit. I'll let you have the whole Eved like for the Korban Pesach. So when one owner made the carbon for this Eved, the whole Eved was included in this one carbon. So then the Eved could eat from this one Shutif. But our Mishnah is talking about the two Shutfim, two owners, are angry with one or the other, sees each one wants the Eved to be by him, two Psochim, one Eved can eat. So Rashi says, two owners. They don't want one to endure the other one. Hilkach, even if one master wants that the Eved cheats from his carbon, the other owner doesn't want that his part of the Eved should have any enjoyment from the other person. So he's not masking that my half of the Eved should be with your carbon. I want that half to be with me. And that can't be. You can't have one person by two carbonas. Therefore, the seven has no eitzer. But enichnami, like Rashi in the Mishnah, the eitzer is that they should make shalom between the two of them, and one master should make the whole carbon just for that eved. The whole eved should be only by one carbon, not by two carbonas. Weiter. Yeah, mi shechetziv eved vechetziv ben chorin. Lo yoichim l'sharabi. That's what our Mishnah says. If you have a case that this eved is halfway freed, usually the case was that Metchila, two people bought the Eved together. Two people bought a Goy together, and they made it for Eved Kanani. Now one of the owners, Womashacher, freed his half of the Eved. So this Eved now has remained, half of him belongs to one owner, and the other half is freed. So the Mishnah says such an Eved cannot eat from the Korban Pesach of the Monashach. He can't bring his own Korban Pesach, because half of him belongs to the Odin. And he can't eat by the Odin, because half of him is free. So merely can't bring a Korban Pesach. Like Rashi says, that the owner of him didn't have in mind that the whole Eved should be upon his korban. He only had in mind the half that's an Eved should be by the owner. But the other half that's free, the owner didn't have in mind for him. So therefore, this Eved is not appointed, he can't eat from the korban. Tomorrow he has the kasha. Mishel Rabba Yehuda lo yoichel. It's mashmi, can't eat from his master's korban. Master, if he buys himself his own korban, then he could eat it. For the more of a time, you would learn to the Bryce not like that. The Bryce says, "Lo yoichal, this eved that's half freed and half an eved, he can't eat. Loy mishaloy, not from his own korban. Loy mishal rabbi, not from his odin's korban. Mash, even his own also he can't eat. So it's a stira. Our mishnah's mash, his own he could. Had the more like kashi, there's no stira. Hatayekan kemishnah rishayna, kan kemishnah roina. There are two different halachas about what you have to do with such a person that's half freed and half an eved. There was a Mishnah Rishonim at first what they said to do, and then we'll soon see Beis Hillel was chayzer. What's the halacha? What's the tudinim? That's none we learned. Mi shechetziv eved v'chetziv ben chorin. You have a person that's half a slave and half freed. Like we said, Metchila, two people owned him, and one of them was Meshacher, his half. Is the halacha Iker Adin should be Oyved as Rabba Yoymechud? One day he's considered a slave, he has to work. Like there's a shutfist, there's partnership now. The Eved is freed half, so half the time he's free, it means one day he's free, and the next day he has to work for the Eved, for the master. That's the din he should have. Divrei Beis Hillel, this is what Beis Hillel says. That's like the Svara, that he's half freed, half an Eved, so work one day you're free. Beishami said no. Takantem es rabbi. Sure, you took care of the master now. The master knows what he's doing. That one day he works for